John's over there in Tacoma. What's on your mind, sir?
Hey, Dr. Reich. He underwent cancer treatments a couple of years ago. Had a tumor on my tongue. And the radiation has damaged my jaw really bad, so I've got radionecrosis.
Oh, dear.
They're fixing to remove a section of my jaw and take out my fibula and put that in there. And I just wondered if you had any suggestions that might help that go better. I'm undergoing hyperbaric treatments right now.
That's a good thought.
So, if there's anything from a natural perspective that might help this whole process.
How long ago was the radiation?
A little over 2 years, probably closer to 3 years now.
Okay. Yeah, there's something that's a little pricey, so we don't recommend it except as a last resort, but it's totally natural. It's called cellular rejuvenation therapy, and what it is the contents of just about any cell that's found in the body. It could be contents of skin cells, contents of bone cells, contents of heart muscle cells, whatever. It's taken from fetal animals, and let's underline animals here, not fetal people. And what it does is helps to rejuvenate a cell if it can be rejuvenated. So what I'm thinking of there is the cells that were made to be just totally dead by the radiation, no, they're not going to rejuvenate. But you've probably got some at the margins, which are just kind of barely making it.
Well, and, yeah, that is a good point, because the other side we don't know about.
Yeah.
And I have lost some teeth over there, so I'm afraid I've got it over there, too. I hate to have them rip me up again, but I don't know. Sounds like maybe this might help.
Yeah, what it does is rejuvenates the cells that are just barely functioning and helps them to work better, sir. It's something that can be taken.
What was it again?
Cellular rejuvenation therapy. And it was invented by a Dr. Niehans, Niehans, in the 1920s, and used ever since in Europe. And very fortunately, there's part of the law in 1992 that changed and allowed its importation for healthcare reasons, and they haven't tried to abolish that one yet. So people come in, for example, with heart failure. They use a bunch of these heart rejuvenation injections, and they do a lot better, sir. So it could help with bone. And what I'm also thinking about is they're thinking of putting in another piece of bone, and that's going to have to heal up to the other bone, and this could help with that too. So you might want to check in about that. I think, there's nobody else in Washington. No other clinics in Washington State that are doing it.
Your clinic does that?
Yes, sir.
Okay. As far as leading up to the surgery, like I said, I'm undergoing these hyperbaric treatments. I did abscess, and it actually went out the bottom of my jaw.
Oh, boy. Sorry.
Drain and whatnot. Is there anything in advance of this surgery that would make the surgery easier on me that might?
Yes, sir. If you call the Toma dispensary and ask them to postal mail or email you what's called the pre- and post-surgery protocol, it lists a number of things that people tell us. Their surgeons say, gee, you really healed up good. And that's not people with the kind of problem you've got, the radiation problem, just any problem. They heal better because they're getting in the nutrients that are research-proven to promote new cell growth, that sort of thing, sir, so that things can heal themselves back together. But they'll send you the protocol for free. There's no charge on that. And then you can get the material that's listed in the protocol at your local natural food store, compounding pharmacy, or the Toma dispensary. It doesn't matter. They've all got it.
Okay. I will do that. Thank you for that. And then one other thing that's been persistent all the way through this was my weight loss. You know, they beat me up pretty good with these treatments. They need to come up with something different. I mean, it did work. The cancer seems to be gone and persistently
good.
Gone, but the radionecrosis is just one of many symptoms from the treatments. One of them was weight loss. I used to weigh 165 pounds. I dropped down into the teens. After that, I clawed my way back up to 140 was as far as I could get. Mm-hmm. And I've never been able to get past that. Now, I have seen a couple of naturopaths since then to try and get that weight back, because the MDs just shrugged their shoulders and said, sorry, have a nice day. The naturopaths did help a little bit, but I kind of plateaued out at 140 and was never to get past that. Now with this necrosis thing and all this stuff, I've dropped back down to 130.
I hear you, sir. Well, look, we're getting towards the end of the program, but I would think that there are other things you can do to put on weight. I would wonder if the radiation affected your digestion and your absorption, so you're not getting nutrients in, if it put big stress on your adrenals, which would lead to weight loss. Those are things that need to be looked into.
Okay,
sir, we got to get our break. I'm sorry, it's radio, you know how it goes. So anyway, thanks for calling.